What a Wealth of Theater is opening this this month and opening this weekend, and you'll hear about that in our theater overview that we give here in about 20 minutes or so. But one of the great lead-offs is Spokane Children's Theater and their production of The Little Mermaid, which opens this Friday. And I do have to say, is already sold out, and it runs through March 22nd, but they do have a waiting list. We'll talk a little bit about that. Nevertheless, we need to keep paying attention to all theater, including all of the great things that Spokane Children's Theater does. So we open initially with the director, Mike Hines. Come in a little closer here, and tell me about the pleasure of jumping into directing Little Mermaid.
Oh, it is, I can't tell you how much of a joy it's been to have this amazing cast and to be able to retell this story. Everybody knows Disney's Little Mermaid, and I think the best part for me was that it's an opportunity to show color and variety and just present the story with so much, I say flamboyant, but... We're just excited that we get a chance to tell this story. It's, I think, very pertinent to the times because, you know, Ariel is a young lady trying to find her way, feels that she's not, you know, in her element.
Who is she?
Belongs
what
somewhere
is she?
Else.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. Who am I and where do I belong? And I think that story is very real to today, too.
Absolutely.
And it also breaks down, you know, barriers of indifference and prejudice and... I think that's the beauty of it.
And let's bring in Mike Bishta, the executive managing director of Spokane Children's Theater. And for both of you, kind of then how this involves the mission of the theater relative to how you can use people in the theater and even the choosing of a Disney play. So, Doug, talk a bit about that.
We very much view ourselves as a family theater and... probably one of the biggest challenges people think, well, it's Spokane Children's Theater, so it's all children's. Well, we do children-friendly shows, but we're fortunate that we can do families. So in this show, we have lots of moms with their daughters or with their sons and brothers and sisters. And so we have lots of families, and it's very much the whole Little Mermaid show is a family show. So when we look at putting on shows and what shows we want to do, that's probably the primary thing that we look at is what's important to families and what kind of talent do we have in Spokane? What kind of shows do people want to see? And they do want to see family shows. It's obvious that it's sold out already. So
right. Okay, well, let's actually bring in the first. We have three actors here, singers, actors. Let's bring in Skylar Kelly, who has the role of Prince Eric. And what we'll do, we'll hear a song from The Little Mermaid, which is, I think, going to explain quite a bit about Prince Eric and how he feels and what relationship is coming along, a song called Her Voice.
Where did she go? Where can she be? When will she come again? Calling to me, calling to me, calling to me. Somewhere there's a girl who's like the shimmer of the wind upon the water. Somewhere there's a girl who's like the glimmer of the sunlight on the sea. Somewhere there's a girl who's like a swell of endless music. Somewhere she is singing and her song is meant for me. And her voice, it's sweet, angels sighing. And her voice, it's there as summer sky. And that sound, it haunts my dreams and spins me round until it seems I'm flying. Her voice.
From The Little Mermaid, Her Voice, sung for us by Skylar Kelly in the role of Prince Eric. Stay around for a minute on this on this, Skylar, because you're clearly within the song. You already described the young man looking, you know, looking for love. But and the good thing about Little Mermaid, I don't think we have to worry too much about spoiler alerts or anything like that. But kind of talk how from Prince Eric's point of view, this relationship moves forward or doesn't.
Well, as we all know, Prince Eric is just this carefree soul who's out to live life and be a young man and find his way in the world. Very similar to Ariel, who's a young lady trying to find her way in the world and see where she belongs. And as fate has it, they encounter each other in different ways, one way or another. And from there, just this connection and this curiosity really grows more and more and more. And of course, we see them finally come together, and even though she doesn't speak, you can just feel this connection of love and of this just overbearing magic, I guess you could say. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a Disney show, so this extreme magic between these two characters and how they interact and how scenes will just show and present how that connection grows and how they interact with that sort of situation. And so with that, you see Eric as this kind of carefree soul when he's alone, but as he meets Ariel, he really comes down to his core and comes down to who he is, and he becomes this kind of nervous little boy around Ariel, this girl who doesn't even speak. He's just so dumbfounded by this beauty and this feeling he gives her, or that she gives him. Yeah. Sorry. It's really great to see how a character can ebb and flow because of another character.
It's a really great description, and you keenly have a sense of Eric, even as your young carefree man. Do you relate a little bit to the character?
Yes, I do find myself relating to him quite a bit, yes.
Nice. That's Skylar Kelly as Prince Eric in this show. The Little Mermaid, and I think we need to keep meeting some of the other performers within the show. So we have the character of Ursula.
Yes.
And yes, Ursula, what kind of, who are you and what do you do?
Well, I was the youngest of Poseidon's daughters. And he didn't love me much, so I bumped everybody off, and now I ruled the ocean. But then Triton grew up and stole everything from me. It was nasty.
Well, let's let you sing about it. This is Kay Poland as Ursula in the song Poor Unfortunate Souls.
I admit that in the past I've been a nasty. They weren't kidding when they called me, well, a witch. But you'll find that nowadays I've mended all my ways, repented, seen the light, and made a switch. True, yes. And I fortunately know a little magic. It's a talent that I always have possessed. And know lately, please don't laugh, I use it on behalf of the miserable, lonely, and depressed. Pathetic, poor, unfortunate souls, in pain, in need. This one longing to be thinner, that one wants to get the girl, and do I help them? Yes, indeed. Those poor, unfortunate souls, so sad, but true. They come flocking to my cauldron, crying, spells, Ursula, please, and do I help them? Yes, I do. Now it's happened once or twice, someone couldn't pay the price, and I'm afraid I had to rake them across the coals. Oh, I've had the odd complaint, but on the whole I've been a saint to those poor unfortunate souls.
Identity from Ursula, sang by Kay Poland. So, Kay, thanks for that.
Thank you.
And stay around, because the idea of Ursula is a pretty famous theatrical device. You're the operative. You're the thing that enables or moves the plot forward and changes and affects other people. That, I mean, your character.
Right.
Is Ursula So in addition to being the person that causes things to happen, does Ursula change or in the course of this, or are you simply you?
Well, the development actually of Ursula comes well before. She's bitter and upset because, number one, she wasn't loved. Number two, she was ruling, very terrible ruler, but still. And then this baby grows up and takes everything from her, and he's a good king, and she doesn't like it, so she wants everything back. And she thinks she's manipulating Ariel, when in fact, in true Disney fashion, true love always wins. I do have to say, I think Ursula is probably one of my favorite Disney characters, though, because for the first time, when I saw that little movie, Pat Carroll imbued her with such humor. She was sort of like a tap dancing spider. You were amused, you were entertained, but you really don't want to get too close.
And so you as an actor can absolutely love being in that position.
Oh, you can sink your teeth. I get to chew scenery. Yeah. Of everybody, I get to just go out there and wander all over the stage and just manipulate and have I think I have the most fun role, to be honest.
Nice. And you've done quite a bit of acting around here, haven't you, Kay?
A fair amount, yes.
Yeah, Kay Poland as Ursula. Let's go for a moment back to the director, Mike Hines, and then in a minute we'll hear from the other actor that's in here. But, Mike, as you put together this show with a large cast and a lot of people, talk kind of how you've used some of the other people in the show, the young actors that are maybe trying things for the first time. Do you have a chorus involved? How do you really use the people to make the mission of Spokane Children's Theater work?
Well, I think the big thing is that we've just incorporated, as Doug said, so many families. And so you get the opportunity to take the little ones and use them as sea creatures and land creatures, and they get to participate in some of the biggest songs in the show. And I think that probably, other than the main characters, they really add the flavor to the show, because they get to be all these, you know, beautiful little creatures that come in and kind of accentuate the characters that are on stage. So when you do Kiss the Girl and Under the Sea, it's just a lot of fun to work with those little ones too.
And in your role as director, have you been pretty much also the musical director and the choreographer and all that, or do you?
No.
How does the cast work there?
Well, I have a choreographer and a musical director, mm-hmm. and so I'm just doing directing and set building. So, yeah.
So that's Mike Hines, the director of Little Mermaid, which opens this Friday, is sold out and runs through. I think it's the 22nd. At Spokane Children's Theater, which we should remind you is 2727 North Medelia, simply a few couple blocks north of that wonderful Illinois Avenue when it overlooks all of Spokane. It's a great, great way to approach that theater. Well, we're going to bring in one more character here, and that's the character of Scuttle. And so, Daniel Rentz, let's find out about Scuttle before we allow you to sing and prove who Scuttle is. How does Scuttle fit into the show?
So, in a nutshell, to talk about his character first a little bit, he thinks he's very hot stuff, he thinks he's very smart, but in reality, he's not too bright, he's actually pretty dumb. You know, he thinks this fork, he calls it a dingle hopper. And he thinks it's like a comb to, like, brush your hair and everything. So he doesn't know what anything is. He doesn't know how to speak, you know. But in the story, he's just a great friend to Ariel. I think he wants to be loved as well. And so any opportunity he gets to meet a new person, it's very cool for him to just be around people. He's an attention seeker, for sure. Yeah.
Well, let's find out how it gets proven in this song, Positivity. This is Daniel Rentz as Scuttle, and we're going to hear the next of our songs from the next of our actors that's able to come in today.
You gotta have a little gumption, a brand new kind of altitude. Take it from a gull, who knows? Now look at me, you see this face. In terms of beauty, I'm a basket case. And as for style and savoir faire, well, I guess there ain't a whole lot there yet. Although perhaps it makes no sense. I strut my stuff with lots of confidence, 'cause though I lack an awful lot, there is one thing I got. I got positivity. I got positivity. It gives me the zam and the zow and the yaddle-addle-addle. That's why I walk with a wiggle in my waddle, 'cause once you heard that word, there ain't nothing you can't do. So let that positivity work for you! See, with the bip and the bop and the bop-bop-boo, you can flip any flap, tell you which comes true. The tip is to tap into something that you believe. 'Cause with the zig and a zug and a zizzer z, there ain't nothing you can be. You see, it's really your prerogative. You simply can't think negative. Then there's you just sitting there, smack down flat upon your derriere. If that's the way you wanna be, well, you might as well be shrubbery. So stand right up and dust your seat and walk real tall upon your own 2 feet. And sure, you'll trip and make mistakes. You got what it takes. Big finish! And now you know that word, there ain't nothing you can't do. So go get some plicillicity. You can count on positricity to just let that positrinity, positivity? Positomity? What is it?
Positivity
works for.
Daniel Rentz, yes. As Scuttle in Positivity. What a lot of fun. And we were talking earlier that you've done a lot of theater already in your young life.
I've started my theater career at CYT Spokane. Mm-hmm. That's where I did a big majority of my shows. Mm-hmm. And recently, over the past couple summers, I've gotten to do some things in Coeur d'Alene. I've gotten to do some spoken children's theater. It's a great organization. I'm really happy that I have the mm-hmm. opportunity to do that. And then,
And within all that theater, have you gotten most of your musical training through the theater, or have you separately worked as a musician too?
It's a little bit of both. For the majority, yes. Recently, I have taken voice lessons just to get better at what I'm already good at. So.
Who's the voice teacher?
Steve Mortigay.
Good for you. Yeah, that's what a theatrical person should do.
That'd
to do that. So that's Daniel Rentz in this. Well, let's kind of wind up a little bit with Doug and and Mike Hines, because Doug, you said that even though it's sold out, tell me about the extent of your run that's going on for the next 3 weeks.
Well, we run Friday nights at 7 and Saturdays and Sundays at 2, and things always come up. People, you know, guests come in from out of town, or people are called out of town, people get sick, and so they're always, tickets are always available. A year ago, we opened with Disney's Beating the Beast, and it was sold out similar to this a week before we opened, but we didn't have a single show that was 100% attended. We always had seats available, so we work really hard because getting families together in the theater so they can sit together. So mm-hmm. if you'd like to come to the show, by all means, give us a call. Our number is 328-488-6, or drop us an email. You can get all the information on our website, and I'll do as whatever I can do to get you in to see the show. We also do a couple of Wednesday school day shows, and so we have some schools coming in to see the shows. So a week from today and 2 weeks from today, we have a 12:30 show for school-age kids. And we have I know there's some homeschool groups out there, and so we welcome homeschoolers as well. So if they would like to come to those 12:30 shows, they could, again, give us a call, and we'll definitely work something out so they can see the show.
Good. So that's Spokane Children's Theater, and that's Doug Besch, the managing director. And kind of the last word from Mike Hines. You've already pretty well expressed your enjoyment of doing this, but talk a little further about your distant past, even with Spokane Children's Theater, and your deep love for this organization.
I directed a lot of shows back in the 90s and early 2000s with an organization called Theater Arts for Children that I helped to start. And then I also did some shows with Spokane Children's Theater, my last one being in 2007. But
and you were one of the founders of this, weren't you?
Of Theater Arts for Children.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
But I've always loved directing and the opportunity to work with kids and adults and to give. I always feel it's great to give back for what you do, and my love has always been theater. I've been involved with, you know, Spokane Children's Theater and Civic Theater and just about every organization in town. So.
And how does this space work out for putting on your show?
It's wonderful. Yeah, it's wonderful. In the old days, you know, we had to either perform on Civic Stage or at Spokane Community College and rehearse at different places. Now we have all our own space. We can rehearse there, we can dance there, we can sing there and perform there and do the sets. And it's wonderful to have the space that Spokane Children's Theater has. So.
So that's this opening this Friday. Yes, as we've mentioned, it's sold out. We get in touch with them if you want to kind of get around to that. So thanks to everybody.
Thank you, Vern.
Thank you, Vern. Appreciate it.